Say Amen, Somebody is a 1982 documentary about the men and women who pioneered African-American gospel music. It was directed by George T. Nirenberg, then a 28-year-old white Jewish filmmaker. The late Roger Ebert called it one of the most joyful movies I have ever seen, but it actually hasn't been seen in theaters in almost 30 years. Now Say Amen, Somebody has been restored and re-released to theaters and home video. Howie Moshevitz of member station KUNC reports.
George Nirenberg was looking for a follow-up to his award-winning tap dance documentary, No Maps on My Taps, when he had dinner with musician Ry Cooder.
I asked him for any suggestions that he had of another interesting topic film, and he said, these were his exact words. He said, "You ought to look into gospel music. Those cats are really neat."
Two of those cats became the focus of Nirenberg's film. The first was Thomas A. Dorsey, known as the father of gospel music.
On down through the ages, gospel was good news.
How well do I remember how Jesus brought me through.
Thomas Dorsey was a central figure to gospel music because he had created it. And yet, he came out of a blues background.
Dorsey was a popular blues pianist and arranger. He was Ma Rainey's band leader, and he took the blues and adapted it to sacred music. In the film, he tells the story of how the death of his wife and their newborn child led him to church music.
I just tried to make my little talk to the Lord, but it was wasting, I think.
A friend suggested he try saying, "Precious Lord."
And ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, I started singing right then and there, "Precious Lord, take my hand."
Nirenberg's other main character was Mother Willie Mae Ford Smith, one of gospel's pioneering female ministers and performers, and a mentor to younger singers.
So Mother Smith became a hub.
"You go preach my gospel.
It's a feeling within. You can't help yourself. It goes between the marrow and the bones. It just makes you feel like you hear me say I want to fly away somewhere? I feel like I can fly away. I forget I'm in the world sometimes. I just want to take off."
You know he walked over water, then he caught the rain.
The filmmaker knew almost nothing about gospel before he started, so he spent a year in black churches in New York, Chicago, and St. Louis, listening to the music, getting to know the performers, and earning their trust before he began filming. And that's how he came to capture his subjects accurately, says Dr. Raya Combs.
So that he is coming in as a collaborator with them, as opposed to this notion or feeling of voyeurism. He is understanding kind of the dynamics at play, and he has a sensitivity to the story and the people, truly to the people, that respects them. And I think that that respect is then reflected in the way in which the film is produced and directed.
Combs is curator of photography and film at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture, which helped fund the restoration of Say Amen, Somebody. She says another thing that sets the film apart is its focus on female performers. Nirenberg says they faced opposition from both the church and their families.
They were bucking the system when it came to performing their music in churches. Ministers didn't want them there, and they insisted. They pursued it nonetheless. I think that they were very strong because they had a mission, and they were going to do it despite whatever preconceived notions there were about what women's role was at the time.
In the film, Mother Smith talks about her husband resisting her traveling, as did Delois Barrett Campbell's husband.
"You know, Frank, this has been my life dream, to go abroad. This has been from a childhood day. I dreamed of being a great singer and singing over in Europe. And now that the chance has come to just stop and don't be able to fulfill my dream when it is really coming into reality, it would be quite a letdown to me."
Nirenberg's documentary catches these performers in their homes and at two events, the National Convention of Gospel Choirs and Choruses and a tribute to Mother Willie Mae Ford Smith that Nirenberg helped put together.
Oh,
Dr. Rhea Combs says the filmmaker recorded a crucial changing of the generations.
You have this kind of new tradition of people reinvigorating gospel music in a different sort of way. You have the Barrett sisters.
Nobody told me.
Nobody.
That the Lord would be easy. No, no, I don't believe.
I don't believe it.
He brought me this.
You have the O'Neill twins. You have this kind of intergenerational blending where there is this sort of critical moment within the tradition of gospel music, sort of this passing of the torch, if you will.
For his part, filmmaker George Nirenberg is grateful for the restoration of Say Amen, Somebody because of what it might mean for new audiences.
When I saw the film after it was restored, it felt like a new film completely. And I think the real treasure for me is the legacy of the film and how it will carry forward gospel music and allow people for generations to experience this music at this time and place, and those people that really created it.
That's especially important because most of those people are no longer with us. Thomas A. Dorsey died in 1993, and Mother Willie Mae Ford Smith passed away the following year. For NPR News, I'm Howie Mofsovitz.